Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Vav, we are up to Sif Dalad, the last line on page Kuf Tes Vav, the page before 230. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Kol Dover Shemivarech Olav Lo'achlo, O Lahariach Bo, any item that you are making a bracha on in order to eat it or to smell it, Tzarech Lo'achso Biyamino, you need to hold it in your right hand and you make the bracha. So if you're making a bracha on a food, you hold it in your right hand and you make the bracha. You're holding some spices that you want to smell. You hold it in your right hand when you make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Tzarech L'Achso, Tam Ha'achiza, the reason why you have to hold the item that you're making a bracha on is Kedei She'echavein Libo Amasha Mevarech. That way you could have kavana in your heart for what you're making a bracha on. You're holding the item so you're mechavein more. However, v'hu rak l'chatchila, this whole din is only a din l'chatchila. The b'di'evet in beirach alov k'shehoya munach b'fonov. B'di'evet, if you made a bracha on a food item that you were not holding, but it was rather placed in front of you, af im lo achozo klal yotza ukid l'kamei. Even if you're not holding it, but it was in front of you, you are going to be yotze b'di'evet. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us 2 points. Number one is the reason for holding it is so you can mechave better. And number two is that it's only a din l'chatchila to hold it. If you don't hold it, b'di'evet, if it is in front of you, that is good enough. The Mechaber said you should hold it in your right hand. Sif katan yod ches hatam, the reason for the right hand is mishum chashivus. It's because the right hand, it's more chashiv, it's your stronger hand that gives the item more chashivus. But says the Mishnah Berurah ubi'iter yod, but a lefty as linan basar yaminu smol didei, we go after his right and left hand, velo basar the alma, not after the worlds. Kain mashma mechidusher kivegir v'chemashem v'gid avram simikul pegimul. And therefore, when a lefty makes a bracha on a food item, he holds it in his stronger hand, which is his left hand. So, righty holds it in the right; a lefty holds it in the left. V'chein b'chol bracha shemivarech al eiz a mitzvah. Now we're extending it besides a bracha on food and a bracha on smell. If you're making a bracha on a dvar mitzvah, Yeshlo lechos hadover biyad yamino b'shas bracha. You should hold the chayfet shel mitzvah in your right hand when you're making a bracha, and if you're lefty, you should be holding the mitzvah item in your left hand. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'alderach hakabbalah ein litchov hapri shemivarech alav b'sakin." You should not stick a knife through the fruit that you are going to make a bracha on. Af sheyechos asakin b'yamino. So even if you're going to hold a knife in your right hand, don't make a bracha on a fruit with a knife stuck into it. And the reason is explained in note number 38. There are two opposites. Benosei echad, for one thing, shehayimin mimena totzos chayim. The holding in your right hand is where life comes out from. The right is a sign of life. And the knife is a power of Esav which shortens life. So we don't want to extend life and shorten life together. Therefore, you should not make a bracha on a food item, a pri, that has a knife stuck into it, even though you're holding it in your right hand. It's very nice it's in your right hand, but there shouldn't be a knife in that item. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, to end off the Sif, Kishaomer lachaver lahushit lo sefer, when one is asking his friend to pass him a sefer, Yikablenu biyad yamino, he should receive it in his right hand. Now, a very important note over here, note 39. So, if a person is asking, this is not referring to a Sefer Torah, as we'll see in a moment. It's a Sefer. You ask someone, pass me the Chumash, you should accept it from the passer in your right hand. Says note 39, what about a lefty? Ulagabi iter yod kosav agon ruchayim kinyeski, shemashmos divrei ha-mishabura, shesomach din hoshata ledin bracha. The fact that the Mishnah Berurah puts together the halacha that we just had of what hand you hold the item when you make a bracha, righty is in the right, lefty is in the left, and then he says when you have a sefer passed to you, you receive it in your right hand, it's mashma shegam kan holchim lefi hayamin shalo. It's mashma over here, follows the same rules, that's why they're put together. A righty would receive it in his right hand, a lefty would receive it in his left hand. Because that's what the Mishnah Berurah told us, l'gabi the bracha, b'shem rekiv egir, and the Magen Avraham like we just saw. Omnam, however, nisha b'tzarachin, Ruchan Kanyaski ends off with a tzarachin. Shalachora hadin kan dome ledin kabola sefer Torah miyad acher biyad yamino. Because lachora, this halacha of receiving a sefer from your friend should be similar to the way you receive a sefer Torah from your friend, in which case the halacha is everybody receives it in their right hand. Shekosav lekamon. We're going to see later on in the Mishnah Berurah. Sheiter yad lo yeshanim yamin shel rov holam. That when a lefty is having a sefer Torah passed to him, he accepts it in his right hand. So therefore, although the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah over here is that a lefty will be receiving the sefer in his left hand, but lechora we should go by a sefer Torah where even a lefty receives it in his right hand. So that's the suffix of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. V'sayim agon Reb Chaim. So Chaim Kanievsky ends off and he says the following: Shulai yesh lidmos es hadin kan ledin achiza sefer Torah. Maybe we shouldn't compare the receiving of a sefer to the receiving of a sefer Torah, but rather to the holding of a sefer Torah. Shehevi shom machlokes ben aprim begodnon l'shari Ephraim. Im iter tzoruch l'ochso bismol, mipnei sheochem l'fiya yamin shalo, o sheochso b'yamin shalo v'olam. There is a machlokes achronim, when a lefty is holding a sefer Torah. Again, when he's receiving the sefer Torah, he receives it in his right hand. But when he's carrying the Sefer Torah, should he carry in his right hand? Should he carry in his left hand? So it could be, it would be talui, the receiving of a Sefer would be compared to what side you hold the Sefer Torah on. That is a Tzarech Ian of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And now we go weiter in the Mechaber Sefer at the top line of page 230. A very important halach over here. Ein mevarchin lo al ochel velo al mashke ad shi vi'uhu lefonov. Starts off very simple. You do not make a bracha on a food or a drink until the food or drink is brought in front of you. The item, we said the chachil, you should be holding in your hand like we just learned, but if not, it should at least be in front of you before you make the bracha. Beirach v'achakach v'yu lefonov. You made a bracha on a food item and only then someone brought it in front of you. Says the Shulchan Aruch, tzorech levarech pamacheres. The first bracha is not good. You must make another bracha. So again, make a bracha when the food is in front of you already. If you make the bracha first and then someone passes you the food, you would require another bracha. Avol, misha beirach al pero shelefonov. One who made a bracha on fruit that were in front of him, and that was appropriate. And then later on they brought him more of the same fruit, omi min acher, or from another min, shebirchaso kebirchas harishon, that the bracha of the second min is the same as the bracha that you made already, eino tzarech levarich. So says the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Chiddush, we're going to see a major machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah, but I made a bracha on the fruit that was in front of me, and then later on they brought me either more fruit of the same min, or a different min that was the same bracha, was not in front of me when I made the bracha, I do not need a new bracha. That's what the Mechaber says. The Rambah ends off the sif and says, V'tov lizor lechatchilo liozdaito al komashi avilo. It's good to be careful lechatchilo, to have in mind when you make your bracha, that everything that comes is included in that bracha. The mashmos clearly is alafidu mechaber. You don't have to have it in mind. That's the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out. The fact that the Rama adds on that it's good to be careful lechatchila, to have in mind whatever will be brought to you. It's mashmos that when the mechaber says you make a bracha on the fruit in front of you, and they bring then more of the same fruit or of other fruit, you don't need another bracha. It's even if you did not have those other fruit in mind. That is the mashmos of the Rama's understanding of the mechaber. So let's see all the Mishnah Berurah is now beginning in Sivkot and Yotes. The first point of the Mechaber was, don't make a bracha until the food is in front of you. If you made it, and then the food was brought to you, you need a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilu kivein daito aleihem b'shas bracha gam kem l'mahani. Even though when I made the bracha on the food that was not in front of me, I had in mind that food, it doesn't help. Kevan sha'oz lo hayu l'fanav. Since by the bracha it wasn't in front of you. V'lo hayu l'habracha al malachul. There was nothing for the bracha to be chalon, so the bracha is no good. Aye, we're going to see tomorrow night in Mitzvah Shem and Sivav, a case of a flowing stream of water, that you make a shahako on the water, and then the water that you're drinking is water that comes later, it wasn't in front of you either, and there you don't need a new bracha. V'lodami la'amas ha'mayim de'sivav. Zakta Mishabu, it's not like the case of la'amas ha'mayim de'osi and Sivav. The hosam over there, kevan shebevada yavo ha'mayim negdo. Since the water is flowing and you see the water is going to come in front of you, ke'ilu hayu lefan of damya. It's as if the water was already in front of you at the time of the bracha. Masha'en ke'enocha, which is not the case over here, de'talui b'das acherim. I'm having in mind the food that someone else is going to bring me. And therefore, it's not a vadai. I'm assuming he's going to bring it, and that's more problematic. However, v'im hoya hadavar she'berach olav munach b'teva be'es habracha. If the food was resting in a box at the time he made the bracha, The achar habracha lekocha misham, and then he took it himself from the box after the bracha. Eino tzarech lachzor levarach. In that case, he would not need a new bracha. Kevan shu muchan lefanav, since it was prepared in front of him. The eino talui bedas achirim, and it wasn't dependent on others. So the ikar nekuda of here is clearly, when I made a bracha on a food item and another person was supposed to bring it to me, so I'm totally b'das achirim, that's when the bracha is not good. If it's a stream of water coming, it's vaday coming, it's a water fountain, I turn it on l'chatchila and the water keeps flowing out, then I make a bracha, even though the food item I'm going to eat or drink is not in front of me, that will be okay. If the food's in a box, but it's totally my own das, I plan on taking it out of the box afterwards, even though I really should have taken it out before, I would not need a new bracha, because l'maisa, it was in my own power, it wasn't totally b'das achirim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Ube prima godem mitzadeh, the prima godem leans to say, duhu adin kol ki agavnu shu vaday sheyu v'atzlo. The same thing would be true in any case where the food item is vaday going to come in front of you. Kigon shu b'cheder asamuch lo, you are in the adjacent room. Gam kein ein tzarech lachzor levarach, you're in the living room, and you make a bracha on a cracker that you know is in the kitchen, you plan on going in there. That's not what you should be doing, but if you did it, you would not need a new bracha, because again, you weren't talui b'das achirim. You had in mind to do this, and you went and did it, that's fine. B'di'evet. However, l'chatchila b'vada yesh li'zor b'zeh, but l'chatchila, you should be careful not to do this. Echad, number one, mitam hefsek, by the time you walk to the other room and you get it, it's a hefsek. V'od, and secondly, de l'chatchila ha'mitzah le'echos b'yado b'sha'as ha'bracha. Like we just said before in Ziv Dalid, l'chatchila, you should be holding the item before you make the bracha. So of course, b'dyevet, you made the bracha in the living room, planning to get the cracker that you knew was in the kitchen. B'dyevet, it's okay. L'chatchila, it's a hefsek. L'chatchila, you should be holding the food item. But b'dyevet, it would work. That is the first point of the mechaber. Then the mechaber said his chiddush, that if I made a bracha on a fruit that was in front of me, and then another fruit, a similar min, is brought in front of me, or a different min, that bracha that I made covers the additional minim that are brought. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot Nechav. Hainu. Afilu achar shekvar ochal arishonim. I had a fruit in front of me, I finished the fruit totally. And then someone brings me more of the same fruit or a different fruit, I don't need a new bracha. V'hinei midivrei ha-ramah, this is what I pointed out, from the words of the Ramah, the Besamach, which are brought shortly, it's mashma d'ha-mechaber mayri afilu b'shelo ha-yadaitu b'hedi al-kol ma-shi-yaviyu. The Ramah, by adding on, l'chatchila, you should have everything in mind, the Ramah makes the mechaber clearly mashma, that he understands the mechaber that you're not having anything in mind. So you finished eating the food item in front of you, and they bring more of the same food or a different food of the same bracha. You do not need to make a new bracha according to the mechaber, even if you do not have it in mind. Rak she beirach al peros elu shayu lefana b'stama. You stame the bracha on the fruit that were in front of you. V'amrinon dezeh havi ki'ilu asni b'feirish. That's ki'ilu, you made an explicit condition. Shem yaviu lo od sheyocho gamehem. You do not have it in mind, but it's ki'ilu. Lefi the mechaber, when you made a bracha stama what's in front of you, that you had in mind the other food items that would be brought in front of you. Mishum shekein derech ha'odom. That is the way of a person. Lichnos me'achila ketana l'gedola. You plan on eating a little bit, and you get drawn in by the achila, and you end up eating more. So since that is the normal way of a person, it's ki'ilu, you had it in mind, and lefi the mechaber, it's okay. Elohim kein hayadaito behedya, unless you had in your mind specifically, shelo lecho rak elu aperos shem lefanav, you specifically had intent, I'm only eating these fruit, avada, the bracha doesn't last for the other fruit. Osha be'esh gomra achiloso, or at the time that you finish your achilo, huskum bedaito, you decided clearly in your mind, shelo lechol od, you're not eating anymore, v'achakach nimlach lechol, then you change your mind and decided to eat more, debazelu kuyal metzarech lachzu levar, then everyone would say you need a new bracha. So even the chiddush of the mechaber is limited. We say the derech of a person is to go from a small achila to a bigger achila. So we assume it's ki'ilu, you had it in your mind, but if you had specific intent not to eat more, or when you finished eating, you consider in your mind, I'm done. You huskam b'daito that you're done, then avada, you would need a new bracha when more food is brought in front of you. Now the mechaber said two things. They bring more of the same min, or a different min with the same bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Aleph, when it's min acher, ubilvat sheyem min peros. It doesn't mean a random thing. I made a bracha on an apple, so they bring me another apple, or they bring me a pear. The mechaber says you don't need a new bracha. De imberach al dogim. But if you made a bracha on fish, Vehivilo Shechar, and they brought you beer, which is also a shahakol. Shul min acher lagamri is a totally different min. Avshe birchoseim shavos, even though the brachos are the same. Mikomokom einom niftarim the birchoso bistama. We don't say the brach on the fish, mistama covers the beer. Elim kain hayadaitu behedyo liftor osam beabracha, unless you had specific intent that it should cover that food item as well. Or the other food is in front of you. If the beer was in front of you and you ate the bracha on the fish, that would be okay. So now we limited the machaber again. Number one, we said before in the last sif katam, if you had in mind not to have anything else, it wouldn't cover it. If you decided after you finish eating what's in front of you not to have any more, it wouldn't cover it. And now we're saying it's only the same exact fruit or a different type of fruit, but it has to be the same general category. Even the mechaber would agree if you make a shahako on fish, you did not have in mind beer, the beer was not in front of you, someone brings a random cup of beer, you avada, even if the mechaber would require another bracha on the beer. Sivkotan chavbeis, along the same lines over here, shebirchaso, we said they bring you another min that has the same bracha, and here the mishabur brings the other shita. Kama achronim cholkin bedin ze. Various achronim argue on this shulchan aruch. Usvirlu, and they hold. Didavko ba'oso hamin mamish. Hu depoter bebirchaso bistama aflo osam peru sheviulo acharkach. It's davko that exact min. The achronim argue with the mechaber, if I'm eating an apple, and I make a ha'etz on the apple, there's no other apple there, I have nothing in my mind. Someone brings me another apple, that second apple will not require a bracha. Only the exact same fruit. Not a different fruit with the same bracha, unlike the mechaber. That's number one. Aval lemin acher, for another min, another fruit even, lo mahani birchaso bistam of etzarach levarich. The bracha of apple will not cover the pear, and according to these achronim, you will need to make a new bracha of ha'etz on the pear. But, umikomakom, im heviu lo hamin ha'acher ba'ot shelo kilo hamin harishon. That's all true. If I finish the first apple, they bring me a pear, I need a bracha on the pear. But if I'm in the middle of eating my apple, and while I'm eating my apple, they bring out a pear, nirish she'en levarich. Then I'm still eating my apple, they bring a pear, I don't need a new bracha on the pear. Kevan she'viu lo b'shah shaya osok adayin ba'achila. Since they brought it to you while you were still being osik in your original achila, you do not need a new bracha, v'chein nira lahalacha. Zaktin v'shabura, that appears to be the halacha. So halacha l'maisa, the Chavos Chaim is paskening. If I'm eating an apple, and I finished my apple, someone brings me another apple I do not have in mind, I do not need a new bracha. If I'm eating an apple, I finished the apple, they bring me a pear, I need a new bracha. If I'm in the middle of eating my apple, and they bring me a pear, then I will not need a new bracha on the pear. V'yesh min ha'achronim shakas v'od, there are achronim that write further. De'im kova atzmo la'achilas peros. It was Tu B'Shvat. He set himself up. He's having a kvias of fruit now. So af sheberach b'stama ala peros shayu lefanov, even though his stam bracha was on the fruit that were in front of him at the time, v'hevil lo min acher, and he brought him a different type of fruit. Achar shekila hamin arishom. So again, he finished his apple, and they brought him out a pear, but he had other fruit in front of him, and he was having a whole kvias of fruit. Ein tzarech lachzor levarich. So again, if I'm eating an apple and they bring me a pear, if I'm in the middle of eating my apple, I don't need another bracha. Even if I finish eating my apple, if it was a kvias of peros, it wasn't just a little snack, it was a kvias of peros, even if I finish my apple, they bring me a pear, I also would not need another bracha. But just stam I'm eating an apple, and I finish the apple, they bring me a pear, then I would need a new bracha on the pear. But in the case where I was koveya, we say, dekevan dekava atzmo l'achila, since he set himself up for a kvias of achila of peros, Eino mesiach daito mizeh. He does not take his mind off of it, and the pear that is brought after the apple would be covered by the ha'etz. That is the shita of the achronim that disagree with the mechaber. The Rama ended off the sif and said, "It's good to be careful of chatchila to have in mind whatever is going to be brought to you." Says the mishabura sif katan chav gimel, the yesh min aposkim shesovim. There are poskim that hold. The mistama lo mahani b'chol gavni, that it does not help stam in all cases. And the Shaar Tzion writes in Chav Zayin, haynu afilu b'minechad, even if I'm eating an apple and you bring me another apple, it doesn't work. There are those poskim that say even b'stama it won't help with the same min, ela imkein hayu lefanav b'shas bracha, unless it was in front of you by the time of the bracha. But otherwise, they require that you have to have in mind everything that's being brought to you afterwards. So even though the Mechaber doesn't say anything about Das, the Ramah says it's totally Zohir that you should have in mind everything that's going to be brought to you. I'd like to end the share with a note, and that is note number 45. He explains, note number 45 is going back to the beginning of the sheet of the Achron that argued with the Mechaber. The first thing they said in Sifkat Nachav Beis was, Tafko Ba'oso Amin Mamish, that's when the bracha patters at Bistama, even though they're brought to you after you finish eating. What's the pshat? Why, if I finish the apple, then they bring me another apple, it's covered according to everyone. According to these Achronim as well, not only the Mechaber. Says note 45, V'atam She'poter Oso Min. The reason why the same min is covered by the original bracha, the Shulchan Arav explains, Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, Mishum shebistam einu mesiadaitu mimin zeh shohi lefana b'shaas ha-bracha. Because we assume he was not taking his mind off of the min that was in front of him at the time of the bracha. Lihimono milecho mimenu okish yaviyu lefana. If they bring him more, his mind is not off it. Lefi shedarkel shel odem lahamshich ba'achilu laharbos bo mi'achar shiskubo. Once you get involved in your apples and it's so geschmack, it's normal for a person to be joined to have more apples, and therefore, even though he finished the first apple, then they bring him a second apple. In that case, even if he didn't have it in mind, the Achronim agree with the Mechaber, would not need to make a new bracha, because that is really the natural state of a person, and it's considered that mistama he had in his mind. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.